Song at the Scaffold. In 1794, Robespierre unleashed his hatred against a group of meek nuns in the city of Compiègne. Let's pause for a moment to see the last hours of these holy martyrs' lives. It was July 16, 1794. 16 Carmelite nuns stood accused before the revolutionary tribunal of the judge Fouquier Tinville, who had been appointed by Robespierre himself to root out Catholicism in Compiègne. He was a judge who processed cases very swiftly. Fouquier Tinville glared at the nuns, but if they were frightened, they did not show it. They seemed peaceful and resolute. Their mother superior, Teresa of St. Augustine, stood at the head of the group, her hands folded calmly.
Monsieur Fouquier Tinville, will you do us the courtesy of telling us our crime?
You are accused of working against the revolution, cried Fouquier Tinville.
Mother Teresa laughed and held up a crucifix.
This sign of our Lord is the only weapon we've ever possessed.
It says that you maintain affection for the old monarchy and still have signs of the royal house of France in your convent. Is this true?
At this, Mother Teresa got angry.
If that is a crime, we are all guilty of it. You can never tear out of our hearts the attachment for Louis XVI and his family. Your laws cannot prohibit feeling. They cannot extend their empire to the affections of the soul. God alone has a right to judge them.
Fouquier Tinville stroked his beard, smiling.
There is another most serious charge. You are guilty of fanaticism.
One of the sisters, Sister Henrietta, demanded,
What do you mean by fanaticism?
I mean, snapped Fouquier Tinville, your attachment to your childish beliefs and your silly religious practices.
Sister Henriette smiled.
So that's it then. We are to die for our religion.
Then, turning to her sister, she said,
Let us rejoice, my dear mother and sisters, in the joy of the Lord, that we shall die for our holy religion, our faith, our confidence in the Holy Roman Catholic Church.
The sisters were sent back to prison to await their execution the following day. In a fraudulent display of mercy, they were given permission to wash their religious habits so they could die in the garb of the Carmelite order. But the guards came to collect the nuns for execution while they were in the middle of washing their habits.
All right, ladies, let's go.
They did this on purpose, to try to deter us from going out in public in our habits,
said Mother Teresa of St. Augustine.
But our Lord suffered death on a cross. We will not be afraid to travel in some wet clothes.
And so they stopped washing them and put the habits back on. The crowds had turned out to see these 16 nuns going to their death. The sisters had been packed into two hay carts, which rumbled through the streets for an hour toward the place of death. As they went, they sang their favorite hymns, Miserere Te Deum and Salve Regina. The mobs had come out to jeer and taunt the sisters as they went to their doom. But upon seeing their prayerful composure and hearing their singing, they were silenced. Soon, they reached the place of execution where the guillotine waited for them before the large crowd and atop a large raised wooden platform, commonly called the scaffold. There had been so many executions lately. The people had grown accustomed to the sight of blood and the spectacle of death, and could not get enough of it.
Hurry up, said the executioner to the sisters. Let's get this over with.
As they stood at the foot of the scaffold, the sisters each renewed their religious vows. Then they began to sing the hymn, Veni Creator Spiritus. The crowds marveled.
Look at them,
a woman called.
Sirs, they do not have the air of angels. By my faith, if these women did not all go straight to paradise, then no one is there.
The first to die was the youngest, Sister Constance. She ascended the steps calmly, laid her head in place, and waited for the terrible machine to do its work. The heavy metal blade came crashing down. Sister Constance's head plopped into a basket, and her soul flew up to heaven. The sisters continued to sing. The killing took about a half hour as the nuns continued to sing, with each sister who ascended the steps and each thwack of the guillotine. One more voice of the Veni Creator Spiritus fell silent. Finally, only the Mother Superior was left, clinging to a small statue of the Blessed Mother and continuing on the verses of the hymn alone. She ascended the steps calmly and positioned her head. The blade was reset. The only sound was Mother Teresa's voice singing, "Far from us drive the foe we dread, and grant us thy peace instead." The blade fell. All was silent. The nuns of the Carmelite Convent of Compiègne were no more. This story has been called The Song at the Scaffold, because of how the courageous Carmelites sang as they approached the scaffold. Their heroic example sums up the peaceful defiance showed by so many of the faithful in the face of horrific persecution. Their executioners thought they were putting an end to them, but even hundreds of years later, these nuns are remembered and honored.